ponekad vrše djela iskupljenja. Uprkos tome, pošto nisu potpuno pročišćeni, uvijek se iznova vraćaju grešne djela. Smisao. Dužnost bhakte je da peva Hare Krishna mantru. Ponekad možemo pevati sa uvredama, a ponekad bez uvreda. Ali ako ozbiljno prihvatimo taj proces, dostići ćemo savršenstvo koje se ne može dostići vjetskim obredima i iskupljenjem. Oni koji su vezani za vjetske obrede, ali ne veruju u predano služenje, koji preporučuju iskupljenje, ali ne cene prevanje gospodinog svetog imena, ne dostižu najviše savršenstva. Međutim, bhakte, potpuno odvojeni od materijalnog uživanja, nikada ne napuštaju svjesnost Krišne da bi vršili vjetske obrede. Osobe vezane za vjetske obrede zbog požudnih želja iznova i iznova bivaju podvrgnute vedama materijalnog postojanja. Maharaja Parikšit je upredio njihove devetnosti sa kunđara šoča, kupanjem slom.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Saurabhani Pachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachadin Patani
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The devotees are interested only in the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and they do not have faith in material activities which are performed under the influence of the three rules of material nature and only give misery to the performer. Your life is determined by the question in which, or as let us say, in what do you have faith? Where do you place your faith? In the Bhagavad Gita, we hear that by nature, the living entity has faith and therefore places the faith in people, activities, objects, and so on and so forth. Now, there are four kinds of faith, really. The first is faith in the mode, in activities which are performed under the mode of ignorance. The second is faith in activities in the modes of passion. Third, the mode of goodness. And finally, there's spiritual type of faith. It's called nirguna. Guna means mode, and nir means not. Now, for those of you who are older devotees, this doesn't require an explanation, but those who are still younger or listening for the first time, this can be quite revealing to understand. It is described that someone who has faith in the mode of darkness, he has a different result then he who has faith in the mode of passion and goodness, the man who is in the mode of darkness is prone to madness, inertia, and sleep. The mode of passion conditions a person for longings and unlimited desires. And the mode of goodness, being purer than the other two, conditions us to this type of happiness.
I want to just find something.
Now, how can you know in which mode you are? Well, there's a type of thermometer which you can stick into your mouth, maybe, or under the arm, and find out. When you experience that you become more attached, that you absolutely want certain results, and that you have an uncontrollable desire and hankering, please know you are in the mode of passion. What this means is your faith becomes influenced, and you think, if I only have this particular thing, then I'm happy. It might result, you know, for a materialist, he would think, if I only have a new car, a Mercedes Benz, then really, finally, at long last, I am satisfied. He is whenever he sees a Mercedes Benz, he goes like, oh. You know. In Krishna consciousness, the mode of passion might manifest, if I can only travel to India, all problems are solved. Or if I can only marry and get a good mush, or a good janyar. Janyar. Oh, that's a very difficult word to say. Then, finally, at long last, I'm properly situated. And then, I have direct connection with the spiritual master and supreme personality of God. Now, the mode of ignorance. You can check with your thermometer if you are prone to some illusions, some madness, some inertia. You just don't want to do anything any longer. Please know the mode of ignorance has become prominent in you. Your faith at that time is, oh, I just need my peace. Let me just stay alone, outside of the association of devotees. I'm speaking now. And you can develop great faith. I will just have an apartment, and then have my meal, and then I can become Krishna conscious outside of the sometimes troubling association of devotees. This is called a hallucination in the mode of ignorance, which comes that as a result that your desires and expectations, they are not fully satisfied. And then you react to this. Okay, enough of this. I hope they recognize that I'm a great devotee one day when I'm no longer coming to the temple. Then they will notice. A devotee covered temporarily by the mode of ignorance is very proud and very angry. And thinks, I am the greatest bhakta. Bhakta means devotee. person who has to go to the Bhakta program. And he is not capable to live in the association of devotees. In the mode of passion, a devotee is capable to live in the association of devotees, but he is highly attached to the results of his activities and his glories. Name, fame, and glory. The rest is known to you. So, when you are in the mode of goodness, your thermometer shows that you are illuminated by knowledge. You don't eat too much. You don't sleep too much. You know what is your duty. And you perform it. As a result, you develop some type of happiness. You follow certain principles in your life. And no matter what comes, you hold fast to these certain principles, which ensure you a better type of living and a better peace and happiness in your life. That's the mode of goodness. You have faith when you are conditioned like this. There is knowledge, my knowledge and my performance of duty will just ensure me the best results in my life. There are nowadays, even in the ISKCON world, there's a lot of talk that it's good if we recognize certain principles in our lives and put our actions in harmony with those principles. And this courses are held in our movement which teach devotees how to some basic skills so that they can be more in goodness and therefore not experience any misery or any misery, that's not possible, but don't experience so much confusion maybe also. Now there is a fourth state which really is called Nirguna. In this state of consciousness, your faith is placed in the devotional service of Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has a beautiful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about this type of faith which a devotee aspires to finally reach. It's a faith that just by devotional service, only by devotional service, or by devotional service alone, this is more correct English, all my needs are fulfilled. This type of faith is the faith which the scriptures talk about when they talk of Shraddha. Shra, as you all know from previous lectures which were held in this temple, means heart. Da means to give. Faith is an act where you give your heart, that means your convictions, to a certain concept maybe, or let us better say, a certain understanding, and you also act according to this understanding. That's living faith. This type of faith, which I was describing at the end of my little analysis, this type of faith is required if we want to come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. It's a spiritual type of faith, which will carry us through our devotional life. This faith is not always easy to obtain. Sometimes we have crisis of faith. Krishna knows about this and he talks about these crises of faith in the life of a devotee in the 9th chapter, text number 3. He says, Ashara dana purusha dharma namasyasya palantapa aprabhyamam nivartante mrityu sansara vartamani. What it means is, those who are not faithful in this devotional service, they are on the, that means, these are devotees who are on the path of Krishna consciousness. They, it's not about the materialists, it's about devotees who are on the path but somehow lose their faith. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me or conquer our enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Faith is very important. It's something absolutely required. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in his gave us a stunning, stunning test once. He called all his GBC men together, the leaders of the movement, and he asked them a question. I was discussing about this in the last time I was here. He said, "Are you convinced?" If you are not convinced, how you can convince others? My question is, are you all convinced on this point that Krishna is God? What is your opinion? He wanted to know the state of faith. He wanted to put the thermometer. See, most of the people in this world live in the world of the senses, and they believe in the data which is registered by the knowledge acquiring senses. In other words, they believe in what they can see and hear, smell, and so on and so forth. They have difficulty in believing in someone or something, we could say, which is outside of the range of the material senses. That's why many people are in this world are atheists, because Krishna is adokshaya, that means beyond the reach of the material senses and also mind. They are either open atheists or just covered atheists. They may say they are members of a certain religious understanding, but when it comes to the text, they believe more in their money or in the political regime than in Krishna. Many examples, which I do not want to discuss really now, because I want to talk not about the non-devotees, or let us say, people in other religions. I want to talk about a subject which is relevant for us here, our movement, because we also sometimes see that devotees have a crisis of faith, and therefore Krishna is speaking really about this in the Bhagavad Gita. It's not that only the others have this problem. We also can have problems like this. I will talk in a little while about how to develop this faith, but I want to talk a little bit more about the glories of faith. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is an interesting verse which I think will fascinate you totally. It shows you how powerful faith is. By faith, if you have Shraddha, Krishna reveals himself. The example is Prahlad Maharaj. When his father asked him, "Where is your God?" Prahlad said, "Everywhere." And there's a little detail which I really like to present to all of you. His father was everywhere. Is he in this stupa? Stupa, no? Oh, I'm sorry. Is he in this pillar? Prahlad said,
yes.
At that moment, he saw the eyes of the Supreme looking at him like this in an encouraging way. I can't really look as Krishna, you know. Sometimes this can be seen as an encouragement. Maybe when I do it, it just looks foolish, but, you know, Krishna encouraged him like, yes, I'm here! But Hiranyakashipu looked, and he couldn't see anything or anyone. The Bhagavad Gita, I promised you this, to read this verse to you, speaks about this. Krishna says, Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sacha me na pranashyati. So now, you hear it again, you will relish the Sanskrit. Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mayi pasyati tasyam na pranashyami sashame na pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. In other words, he never loses the connection with Krishna. Always full connection. This faith is there. He will see the Lord everywhere. It's described to Chaitanya Charitamrita that an exalted devotee, yes, he doesn't see the world like we see it. As objects which our senses perceive, you know, the outside world, which by perception, the mystery of perception becomes the inside, forms an inside picture. No, he sees Krishna. Krishna trains us in the Bhagavad Gita how we should see him. He talks on different levels of understanding. The first level is, he said, know that by my power the planets are in their orbits. And then Krishna gets a little manaprivatni, a little private. He says, no, when you digest, when you eat your food, and you digest, no, this is me, the fire of digestion. He says how he is perceivable on the cosmic level and on the individual level, in other words. He says, when you remember something, no, this comes from me. When you forget, no, this is also me. It's getting even on the mental level. There he's also present. Or let me say, interacts with us. So on the cosmic level, even our physical level, and on the mind level, he's everywhere with us. This is how Krishna explains himself in the 15th chapter. If you lose your faith a little bit in material life, that by your own endeavors you can become happy, by material things you can become happy. If you raise your faith out of the modes of ignorance, passion, and even goodness, come to the level of Krishna consciousness, that you have faith only in Krishna. Krishna will protect me. Krishna will take care of me. My only work is to do devotion, a service to him, no matter what. Oh, then Krishna consciousness becomes extremely pleasurable because Krishna responds. The English word is he reciprocates your faith. Not that you only have faith and then Krishna hides himself. No. Krishna actually responds. Even on a level of a beginner devotee, he says, Yeyanamam prapadyate, the degree someone surrenders to me, I reveal myself. Then he makes the statement, he said, everyone, that means everyone, also Mr. Tuchman, or I don't know, your president, what is his name? Kuchan, everyone, even Mr. Kuchan, it's rhyming even. He follows actually Krishna. He may not be aware of this Krishna in what he has faith. But ultimately it is Krishna. He ultimately has faith in something, does his work, surrenders. I don't know, politicians usually have faith that the enemy uses office. And some have a moral understanding, I want to do good to the people as long as I can. Others are totally corrupt. They just want to get as much money as possible during the time they are in office. I do not know in what categories the politicians fit here. So, you know, a devotee, that's the point, he knows Krishna is the one. The non-devotee thinks, oh, my own endeavors are really deciding about my success and so on and so forth. But everyone really is on the path of faith, and if he surrenders to different manifestations of the Lord, the devotee to the Lord himself, the non-devotees, yes, to the material energy which is working under the control of the Lord. Anyways, I don't really want to get too technical because I know it will be difficult to hold the attention for a long time. You will need this faith. I want to end my lecture here. You will definitely need the faith in order to have an orientation. When you are in a dark night, you need to know that there is the North Pole. Everything changes in the firmament, but the North Pole always remains at the same place. So if you don't want to just run in circles, you need to know, well, here is North. Let me follow this and go there. So in Krishna consciousness, you also need to have a certain basic faith that let me follow Krishna's path. Let me not follow the modes of material nature. Let me not place my faith in mayic concepts. And whatever happens to you, even if you can't see your way very clearly for a moment, temporarily, keep your North Pole. I'm looking toward Akrura Prabhu because we have discussed about these things a little bit. Keep your North Pole and you know, remain faithful to this. A traveler can be surprised in the midst of night, but if he just knows, I have the North Pole, I'm going this way, then he finds this way. I remember once in India a terrible scene. Terrible means a practical example. You know what I had? We had camped our camp at the River Ganga, and all of the party, just the 20 men, felt extremely hungry. And we were just in the midst of nowhere. We couldn't, I don't know, I forgot we had, I remember we had damage at the car. It needed to be repaired by our mechanics. So the devotees said, we need to eat. And they were really, you know, were you ever really hungry? I don't think in Slovenia people know what is hunger. You know, when you really feel, if I don't care, take care of this problem now, I can't really do anything else. Did you ever experience such hunger? Yeah? Maybe in India also. Yeah. It's a certain thing where you really know, I have to now take care of this. I can't just write a letter now or do other activities. Everything just, where is some food here? I'm prepared to just, do anything to eat. I only care that it's vegetarian, but otherwise I'm just accepting anything. So this was the situation. What we did is, with a few devotees, we started to walk. And we walk and walk and walk, and we finally went to some farmers, and they had fields, and there were melons on there. So we purchased all the melons. We had a huge pile of the melons. And then we carried them to the street and waited for a car to bring us to catch us. And Krishna somehow sent a jeep by, and the man stopped the jeep, and we could fill the whole jeep and the hangar with our melons. Then he asked, where do you want to go? And you know, we were so hungry, we just looked for something to eat. We didn't really look for the way. All we know that somehow our camp was in the east. Don't ask me how we knew this. I forgot. Someone knew it must be this direction. And he usually had it. So, but then the night came, and it goes in India. Radha, you met in Mayapur, it goes like, this is how the night comes. It's so sudden. All of a sudden, you're surrounded by darkness. It's when you, in Mayapur, you bathe in the Ganga, and it's getting a little dark, you think, oh, there's enough time for Pima. Yeah, then when you come out, you're surrounded by darkness, which stares at you from all sides. So we, at that time we had the north, but I knew about stars. I was at the Pfadfinder, the Boy Scouts in Germany, and we knew about stars, and we were trained. We just could follow this, and I never forget from that moment how important this North Pole concept is. So in your life, what is your North Pole? Huh? In what do you place your faith, my dear devotees? It must be Krishna. The speaker could only hear the summing, the humming in the loudspeakers. Otherwise we will be lost. And this is very important. See, in the beginning, due to some, it's called Agyata Sukriti, we develop some type of faith in Krishna consciousness. I am a preacher and I know the beginning faith of our devotees. They have this faith. They drop the university. They drop their jobs. They drop many things because they have this strong faith. I will just practice Krishna consciousness. Everything will be alright. The society is a society of pure devotees. All devotees are pure. I will chant Hare Krishna, and after maybe half a year, I'm also a pure devotee. There will be no problems because this is the spiritual world. I'm on my right place. the faith. Now in the middle,
everybody notices, I have so many anattas in my heart. I have material desires. Some problems are there. No money for the temple. You go every morning before the temple and expect a huge check placed there by Krishna, but it's not there. To work hard. You eat too much and become sick. Or you look, something happens with the enthusiasm. Days become routines. You know, these or that. Maybe it does not happen, I think it doesn't happen in Ljubljana, but all over the world this sometimes happens. I think here it is not happening, because you all look with question marks on my, what are you talking about? She answers for me, are you an atheist? We are full of faith. We are full of enthusiasm. No problems, please. Good. Happy. Congratulations. And in the end, the faith is surely there. You have your Krishna conscious experiences. You are very happy. You are advanced in Krishna consciousness. And you are on the platform, it's called in Sanskrit Nishtha. Your faith cannot be shaken. But in between the starting of spiritual life, you come at the end, or let us say at the end, that the steady platform, there is what is called the Anishtha platform. Anishtha means you are not steady. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you even are so covered by the mode of ignorance that you think, soul? I think I'm just the body. Others may have a soul, maybe. I'm the body. Anishtha, unsteady. That means sometimes you're not also very enthusiastic when you ask, going out on Sankirtan, you just can't even leave the Sankirtan van. It takes you 1 hour. Yes. So, it's called Anishtha, the unsteady stage of devotional service. Sometimes it happens that devotees even leave the process of Krishna consciousness. This might have happened here also. The devotees just lose their faith and they go back to material life. So especially in the middle, see, in the beginning the faith is there, and at the advanced stages it's there, but in the beginning, that's the time, that's the period of the journey which I'm speaking about. This is where the faith is most important. Do you know what is the Napoleon chair? Cheers, go ahead, sir. Yeah. No. It's also not known. It's a war terminology. When Napoleon did this French Revolution where he kicked out the old aristocracy, from the rulership. I think it took him 6 years or so. Someone knowledgeable about history? No, French Revolution. It took some time. It was not done in one. Isn't it, Abadutta? No remembrance yet. I remember it was a couple of years. So in 1 year, they had to survive a terrible winter. They had to march somehow.
They had, for the armies had no place to sleep in the warmth. So what they did is, they invented the Napoleon chair. What it means is, one soldier sat in a particular way, I don't know how, and then another soldier, it is in the night, sat on the top of him, as if the first soldier was a Stubitzer, right? What? A chair. They had a chair. So he sat on a human chair. Why? Did they have some unnatural attraction to man? No. This was required because they would warm each other with their bodily temperature. Then they would be able to somehow doze in the night and not die. Otherwise they would have died from the cold. Napoleon chair. So in the middle stages in Krishna consciousness, we as devotees need something like a Napoleon chair. That means we need to have sadhu sangha, a close association with devotees. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport of the so this verse which we have discussed this morning, those who are not faithful on this path of devotional service fall back to the path of birth and death. He says, faith is created by association with devotees. He says, faith is the most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith. And Prabhupada says, even if one is officially engaged in devotional service, sometimes one cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Devotees who do not have enough faith will slip most probably after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. And then he talks very personally. We have practical experience, Srila Prabhupada says, in discharging our missionary activity, that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive. And as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to the old ways again. Then he says, it's only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. Please don't forget faith in your life. It's not that in the beginning you have faith and now you can, forget about this. You have to constantly work, especially in this middle stage, to improve and increase your faith, that only I need devotional service, and that will take care of my complete perfection. It's not easy. Find your North Pole. How you can develop this faith. Find devotees. You don't need to sit on their laps. But you need to be close to them. Good relationships. So that you can survive the coldness of the winter of faith. Do you see how necessary it is? Zagreb, and see, I always talk about these subject matters, and sometimes I just say, I need also association with older devotees. I'm usually here in this room, I'm most probably the oldest devotees, at least by years. I can't say by realization, but by years, I'm the oldest. And, you know, sometimes I also just feel, then wrote a com to Dada Udada, he had, give me 2 days, please, from the two, he had to land, and I need some association. And I remember, you know, we did this Harinam in, before the on the floor, before the audience. It was a big audience, you know, like the All Stars Golden Gate Quartet, you know. We just kneeled with the, you know, like the heroes of the entertainment industry. Can you imagine how we kneeled down? Like, and we all were so convinced that, you know, if you do this, you must be really convinced. Otherwise, it just looks, you look like the most schizophrenic person in the universe, you know. And just go like, you know, like, and I just was so happy because this act came out of a, let me say, of a Krishna conscious understanding of great conviction. I don't know if you can all follow and understand because it's a kind of subtle thing. But I think you have the idea, you know, to kneel down in the midst of the people on the train station and just, you know, and just smile at the people. They go, we really saw some special people today, you know. We saw the biggest stars, most probably. And I just felt this is what's required. Of course, there are many other things we could relish the place of Indradumna Maharaj and Gunagrahi Maharaj and all the other devotees who were just nectarian. So this faith in Krishna can really come only in the association of those who do have the faith. Therefore, we say to the Vaishnavas, my dear Vaishnava, Vaishnav Thakur, Krishna say, Kumar, Krishna is yours, so I just run after you. Please give me Krishna. What this means is faith in Krishna. Because only by faith, Krishna becomes revealed. Thank you very much that you kindly listened to this presentation. Devotees who always lick the honey from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna do not care at all for material activities which are performed under the three modes of material nature, which bring only miseries. Indeed, devotees never give up the lotus feet of Krishna to return to material activities. Others, however, were addicted to Vedic rituals. Because they have neglected the service of the lotus feet and are enchanted by lusty desires, sometimes perform acts of atonement, nevertheless being incompletely purified, they return to simple activities again and again. See, if you can just have this basic faith and engage in Krishna service, you can overcome the previous habits of sin. The smell of sin will go out of your life, but if you don't, the smell will be there. You can take shower after shower and use perfume and soap, sand and earth, But it's really only by devotion service that you can overcome the past attractions to material activities performed in the modes of nature. Hare Krishna, thank you. Do you have any questions regarding this subject?
How do you define faith in the someone who's fanatical? What kind of faith he has?
You mean fanatically in Krishna consciousness? Now we know that there is a fanaticism which is desired. I know you don't mean that. This is the one pointed attention towards service. I think you mean more fanaticism, where one is not broad minded, where one is offensive even to others who do not agree to one's own specific line of activity and thought, even to the extent of making offenses against devotees. See, in the third chapter, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, different types of devotional service are described. And one, devotional service under the modes of material nature is described. And then you can find the devotional service in the mode of ignorance, whereby which a devotee thinks that he is something very special, and he is, his particular service is all in all. And this devotee usually thinks he is, his problems with false ego and problems with being even pride and puffed up. So he lacks a broad concept where he sees other devotees also engaged in devotional service, and he narrow-mindedly only is in his. Sometimes you see this, one devotee thinks, oh, my service is really the best, and the others are really not doing anything. This is a type of fanaticism which is certainly lacking philosophy. Prabhupada has told us that religion without philosophy, how was this? Religion without philosophy turns into sentimentality. And philosophy without religion turns into mental speculation. But he sometimes says also religion without philosophy turns into sentimentality and fanatism. This is arranged on the same. As far as I remember reading, I've read this. This comes when you don't have any philosophical concept. You become fanatic. It's very clear, for instance, in members of other religions, we sometimes say they're fanatic. Muslims or Christians or whatever. Hindus, we also find them. They just make war against anyone who is not in their particular brand. That they fail to see their spiritual souls as just as well. Yes? Fanaticism, I would say, is just a narrow type of narrow-mindedness, which is not based on any philosophical understanding. And it is a result of the mode of ignorance.
You were speaking about the simple stages.
Yes, the middle. it's like the middle stretch of the journey back home, back to Godhead. It's the most difficult one, Sri Rupi.
When one gets, let's say, when a devotee gets into these inner stages, and when he almost leaves the company of other devotees, how to help him? Because sometimes he doesn't want to hear because of that problems which he
has. Yeah, how to help him? I am convinced of something. You know, we could say give him prasad and give our routine answers, which everyone knows here, how to help. But I feel really the first thing is you have to understand him. What is going on in him or her? And that's very difficult. To enter into the other world of understanding. See, but there's something about help, Moksha Rupi. If I think I can help you, I might do like this. Moksha Rupi, do you have some difficulties? Yes, Maharaj, I have some difficulties. Ah, Moksha Rupi, most probably you didn't go to Mangalaraji. How would you feel? You would feel, oh, again, these prescriptions, and I would try to help you from my viewpoint. Or someone comes, why should I say Moksha Rupi? Someone comes to me and says, this often happens, oh Maharaj, I have a problem with lust. Yes, you need to take sannyas, my dear friend. This doesn't help much. You have a problem with that. Then I know what you spoke too much with women. In other words, I'm totally in my own frame of these are words which are not. I'm totally in my own world. And from there I look out and try to help from that. This is not how you can help. You have to go into the world of the other. Oh, you have a problem with lust. Tell me, how does it manifest? Oh, that's just a little embarrassing. You know, I grew up and I went to discotheques at that time. Did not know about the rules and regulations. And I develop a certain problem, and then he starts to talk, you know, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, maybe you should, and then only you can help, after you've really made the endeavor to understand him. It's just like, imagine, what is your name, Prabhu? No, the one with that, no, yes. I'm sorry,
Mahakosha
Prabhu. So, Mahakosha Prabhu, imagine the following situation. Oh, Nasi Dragi Mahakoshi. you don't change the name. Mahakosha Prabhu. Nasi Dragi Mahakosha Prabhu. I'm getting older. I somehow can't see so well any longer. Then the Mahakosha said, no problem. And he comes to me and puts his glasses on my eyes. These glasses have served me for 3 years. I could see everything very clearly. Please, Maharaj, try it now looking at your notes. Can you see them better? And I say, it looks a little flurry. The Mahakosha Prabhu said, try harder, Maharaj. Think positively. I'm trying, Mahakosha Prabhu. I'm really trying. I want to see my notes. but I'm developing a headache, Mahakosha Prabhu. Can you help me? See, when you have glasses and they don't fit to your particular optical problem, you get a headache. You say, and you get, and Mahakosha gets angry with it. Mahakosha, you say, Sashinana Swami Pada, these 3 years they worked. They must work now. They must work on you. Don't think you are so special. I have the same problem. If I don't have the glasses, I can't see. What would you think about such an approach? You would think, well, they work on you. But this doesn't mean they work on me. So if you want to help someone, Moksha Rupi Prabhu, you may say, well, when you get a little this and that, you fast for a day and you develop some austerity again, and it helps you, but if you preach this to someone else, it might not help him. The formula which works at you, in you might not work with the other, and then you the work starts. You have to really understand what's going on in him. You don't have to make your judgment, because then the communication stops. If you immediately, you see it wrong. You're wrong, then the communication stops. Imagine Mahakosha Prabhu would tell me, Maharaj, these glasses are really good. They are made in Germany. Zeiss. Zeiss glasses are known all over the world. I hear someone has good glasses. You know, they work. And Mahakosha would then judge me. Oh, this is a very funny Maharaj. He is really something must be wrong with him. He says it doesn't work. So you have to, then I would say, oh Mahakosha, really, give me a break. give me a break means in a good language. Please, my friend, we can't communicate, really. This is mistakes on your side. So this is what happens also if you want to help. And you bring your glasses, the formula which may work on you and maybe also on many others. You expect him or her to react in the same way. It may not work. But it's a difficult subject, Moksha Rupi. I know it's very difficult. It's very easy to talk like this, but if you really sit down and want to help someone, don't try it if you don't want to help. If you don't have this motive with you, you will not be able to go through the difficult work which is required. You have to have the burning desire to help. You know, sometimes we as renunciants say it's not so good to maybe to marry and have children and so on. But you know one thing, your children will teach you this art. Because if you go to your child and you know, you tell the child, do this now like this, the child will just say. And you can't argue with the child. The child in the end is always right. Because he starts to scream about school and you are helpless. You have to surrender. If you just beat him, the problem becomes more difficult. He said, yes, okay. Then you have to do maybe something foolish with the child, to, according to you, foolish with the child to satisfy the little screaming machine. deep you love your child, you will go through this. Otherwise it's not possible. Good parents know this. They have to go into the world of the child to help him. The bad parents just go like, bang, 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 bang. You know, and they expect the child to be like a grown-up person, have the same understanding as they have. They ended a lot of problems with their child, which manifested later even in their relationship. What to do? Then you have to go to the sources where your faith is increased. It's just like, what if you see you have too little water in you? Sometimes, at least those who are getting older, they know they have to drink enough. You have to know, where do I get good water from? So the same way, when you see a lack of faith, you have to know how to repair it. Association of devotees, that's Srila Prabhupada discussed this point a lot. But also, faith comes just by experiences in devotional service. You have to somehow change your hearts later, somehow or other, to purify that away, the doubts away which are covering you at the present moment. Ask questions. It's very important. But association is really the faith builder. It was really wonderful. Therefore, as Vaishnavas, our community has to be so attractive that the faith of devotees is constantly increasing. It's a great responsibility for each member in the temple to act in such a way that the faith is increased. Devotees like to come here. We are now speaking a lot about the congregational development and our tour. The devotees have kindly arranged a tour for me. Here it's an Amhata tour, really. We want to, our goal is to inspire the Amhata people and then encourage them to work with it together with the temple, come for the feast, Sunday feast. It's only possible if our community here is very good. If no one comes to a community where he suffers, right? You all go to a community where you feel enriched and so on. Enriched. Where after you visit, you feel better than before the visit. Isn't it? This is a very sociological factor, very easy to understand. Now everyone misleads. This is good. This is intended. Any other question? Yes.
Many people know about this concept of glasses.
The concept of glasses, glasses, yes.
Mm-hmm. One way, try to give the same glasses to everyone.
Yes.
So they said, oh, this is glasses for you.
It's all right that you follow Krishna consciousness, but I'm different from you. Please recognize that I have my private meditation. This is just as good. Gunagrahi Maharaj gave a very, very interesting thing. We somehow feel we can't agree with all of it. Prabhupada once, he said, when he was confronted with the philosophy, I'm okay and you are okay, that we are different. Huh? Prabhupada said, no, our philosophy is different. We are okay and you are not okay. I don't know why you laugh, but I think there are different reasons for laughing. One is just how convinced Srila Prabhupada is. The other is because this is such a strong statement against the philosophy which we find very often in preaching. How are we to understand Srila Prabhupada's statement? Prabhupada used to also say there's only one way, and this is the path of love, loving devotion and service. And he said that no matter in which religion you do, you find this path, but you have to find it. See, I would argue that Krishna consciousness has certain elements in it which are totally necessary for advancement in spiritual life. For instance, this concept of the higher taste. That's very important in our spiritual life. It also distinguishes us from, for instance, the impersonalistic schools and from many religions like the higher taste is coming by our spiritual activities. I hope it's coming. And you have an experience of this. That's a very important element. The element of mind and sense control is extremely important. Spiritual discipline. Not so many paths really have this inbuilt in their tradition. So we could say it's an unsectarian path, but the elements are important. If you have these same elements somewhere else, it's good. Like a good meal, you know, you need spices. We don't say it's only anise and cumin and turmeric, but some sort of spices must be there, maybe pepper in our tradition, our culture, Western culture, and so on. Or it must be cooked, or maybe raw grains. What I'm trying to get at is certain elements need to be there. Also in human, you want to have a good communication. There are certain elements which must be there in Asia, in Slovenia, and everywhere. There are some universal principles which must be there. In Krishna consciousness, they are there. So let's look at you. Prabhupada always said, please explain your philosophy. And then he would point out that this is missing, this element, that element in you. It has to be added in order to become a successful spiritual path. So I feel in preaching it's not good to say Krishna consciousness is the only way, but you can talk about the elements which must be there in meditation. For instance, I will give an interview to this New Age magazine about mantra meditation, and I will talk about certain elements. I won't say this is the only mantra, but I will say these elements are there in this mantra. I hope they are there in your mantras also. If not, chant Hare Krishna. So that you will be able to control the umski in the mind. Alright. So I feel it's again very, it's a little late. Let us end here. If you do have further questions, I think we are today on Friday. No, this evening we are not there, but tomorrow morning we are again back here. I must tell you something at the end. I feel very happy to be here again because That Nityananda's appearance day, all you devotees from this temple, made it so wonderful. I'm still getting letters that the devotees who were there said, these devotees in Slovenia, they did everything to make this the best festival we ever attended. This is what the guests which you had from all over the, not so many countries, but came, they disliked this thing. And how they worked together, the Slovenian devotees. How they were such a good team, and everything was organized even better than in Germany, you know. Everyone thinks the Germans are most organized, but the Germans are really, you know, we get devotees who are representing all styles of togetherness. I guess it's also the case here, you know. Anyway, thank you. I wanted to say this in person to you. Thank you very much. It was amazing. Therefore, I'm feeling extremely happy to be back here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hari Krishna ki jai.